Blackstone Audio presents The Politically Incorrect Guide to the Founding Fathers by Brian T. McClanahan, Ph.D. Introduction. On a cold, damp, blustery, gray day in March 1775, prominent Virginians gathered at St. John's Church in Richmond to consider action against the British Crown and Parliament. Foremost among this group stood resolute patriot Patrick Henry, a man Thomas Jefferson called the leader in the measures of revolution in Virginia. The mood was solemn and the atmosphere thick. Despite the bitter weather, windows were opened to alleviate the stifling air of the packed building. A faint hope of peace still prevailed in the Old Dominion, and many members of the Second Virginia Convention appeared ready to accept any conciliatory proposal from the British. Not Henry. After offering a series of resolutions that moved Virginia closer to war with Britain, Henry delivered a speech on the illusions of hope that became a battle cry for a new republic. He said, "I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." It used to be that students not only knew this line, they knew the speech and its context. They knew that Henry was a devout Christian, that the Second Virginia Convention met in the oldest established church in Richmond, and that Henry's belief in liberty stemmed from the assumed birthright of a free-born Englishman. Today, students are far less likely to know any of these things, and they won't learn them from most high school and college textbooks. Rather than learning that the convention took place in a church, and that Henry made frequent references to God, they will be taught to focus on the contradictions between Henry's claim of liberty and his status as a slaveholder. You can even find college textbooks that ignore the speech altogether. If you look at these textbooks, you might well wonder what has happened to the teaching of American history, especially about the Founding Fathers. Tom Brokaw labeled the...